Guys, I love pranks.
Yeah, you love pranks?
What's your favorite prank that you've ever pulled?
The one with Ashton Kutcher hiding behind a car, and mm-hmm. he scares you,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, you've just been pranked.
Who'd you do that to?
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was behind that car. No. He thought he was in front of, like, a house or something,
but like,
it was
hey,
a
man,
car.
Are you Ashton Kutcher? He's like, oh!
And you said, you've just been pranked.
Yeah.
What about you, Justin? What's the best prank you've ever done?
I wouldn't say the best one. I would probably say the one that almost got us killed was fucking with that dude in front of our friend's house.
Oh, that's a real one.
Yeah.
That's a real one. Jeez.
Is that illegal?
No.
No.
No, okay, then we're good.
Well, yeah,
well I mean, I guess it is. You're obstructing traffic.
No,
but
there's
no traffic. Well, I guess we kind of were. Let's say, I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations.
Yeah, he obstructed traffic.
So, explain it for the people.
Okay, so it was... Is it two or four people? Anyways, two people get across. One person's on the other side of the street.
Here, let me start over.
Hold on. No, let me start
You're
over.
You're doing it real
Hold
bad
on, shut
already.
Up. Let me start over. So it's called the invisible rope trick. And so pretty much two people go out to the street. One person goes across to
four.
The other side.
Four people.
Four or two.
We did it with four.
Well, either way. And both two or four people, all parties act like they're pulling a rope or something.
Like
in,
a tug
in,
of war.
Yeah, in front of the road. You're not pulling anything, but it freaks drivers out.
Yeah, you mime it, and then you're a piece of shit. We should mention this was at least 10 years ago.
We were like
it was
16.
2 years
yeah.
ago.
So
it's 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
Well, this was actually a week and a half ago, the second time.
Like, this goes hand in hand with some of us kicking each other in the head while wearing a football helmet.
We'll go into that another time.
Okay.
And it was a dirt bike helmet.
That's scarier.
But basically what happened was we were 16, I think, and a guy stopped and then quickly got embarrassed that he stopped for nothing and then got out of his large pickup truck, which one is want to have here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he... put up his fingers in the shape of a gun.
A finger gun.
Yeah, he pulled out his finger gun. Yeah.
Finger gun and said, don't be doing that shit in front of my grandpa's house.
And then he said, I will put this up your ass.
I must have spaced that one out.
I remembered it. And then
ran like jackasses.
No, I think we really just walked away.
Yeah,
like,
we
oh
just,
shit,
we
don't want to die.
And we walked away.
And then we walked past our friend's house to pretend that we didn't live there.
And the catch is that wasn't his grandpa.
And it wasn't a gun.
No.
Which is scarier.
Yeah, he did shoot bullets out of it, though. Ho, 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 dipshits. It is Christmas month, and it is the 25 days of listening to the podcast. That's right. We're doing an episode a day, 3 hours a day until Christmas, and then we are going to hang ourselves with tinsel.
Woo!
But for now, this is episode 42 of The Rat King, the number one gaming podcast in Midwest. I have chili in my mouth, so it's hard for me to speak. But anyway, I'm Scott Petty, and with me as always, the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey guys.
And the walking typo, Justin Stokes.
What's up, everyone?
Everything he does is a mistake, including himself. Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
I find your constant typos just very interesting, honestly.
That's because I didn't pass elementary school.
Yes.
Still in school.
You are. You're doing a weird Billy Madison thing, from what I remember.
I was told by my first grade teacher, she said, Justin, just go on break and you'll be fine. I have yet to go back.
Go on break. You took a gap year.
Go. Run along. Yeah. Just running to high school.
She gave me the hall pass to go use the restroom, and I don't know what happened after that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah, you do make constant typos, and it is like, I guess it's mostly autocorrect, but sometimes it's just strange. And sometimes you'll put different words than what you mean.
Wait, are we talking about me texting or speaking?
Texting.
Oh, I was going to say, because it happens when I speak, too.
That does happen occasionally. Like, what was it, snip bits?
Oh.
Instead of...
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I still think of it every day. Yeah, but that's just kind of, yeah, I mean,
it keeps me alive.
Once you die, that's all I'm going to know you for is, snip bits.
Snip bits?
Shut up, I like it. That was Jose. I guess we'll start with you, Justin. What did you do, the past week? Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like you just bought Pokemon. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, I bought... Nah, see, caught it. No, I played a little bit of the new Pokemon game.
Pokemon.
So I'm at the end of the second island, but I try to do the thing where you get all the island scanned. Pokemon, there's one every day, and there's one for every... there's a different Pokemon for every day throughout the week, and then so it's different for every island.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It is.
I don't like appointment gaming.
No, I just, whenever I get home, it's just, I just do the quick little QR scan, and I go catch that Pokemon, and
it only takes you about 3 to 4 hours each time?
About 2 minutes.
So he's got to pull up the camera on the DS, and then actually take a picture of it, and then wait for, like, what, 4 minutes for it to load?
No, a second.
Okay. Jeez, okay, well.
Do you have a new 3DS or an old one?
Yeah, I have the new one.
Okay,
that's probably why, Jose.
That's why.
You have a brick.
Yeah, I do.
But now, that doesn't take long. So, other than the Pokemon game and trying to collect, like, the rare ones before I progress on to the next island, I just started checking out the Destiny 2 DLC, the Curse of Osiris, that recently just dropped.
Oh, yeah?
Is this the second thing that had Osiris in the title? I'll take that as a no.
What's the first
Tell me
one?
About it. I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't know either. So, I guess it's the first DLC pack that's coming out for the Notorious game. Notorious if you like it or hate it.
The Notorious Destiny. That was supposed to be like B.I.G.
Yeah, okay.
Just making sure people knew.
And so, it's pretty much focused around this one character who got lost in time. He came back, and then you're trying to save the universe again, which you're always doing. And you got to shoot some bad robots. And at the end of the day, you get some weapons with some wires on it, and that's about it.
And that's just dragging all these people back to the game, right? Everyone is just lining up at their Xbox Ones and PS4. Is it on Xbox One?
It's on Xbox One, okay. PS4, and PC.
I didn't know if the Xbox One still had, like, if you still could use it.
I was about to say, like, did you not know that the Xbox One still has no games?
Yeah, that was, well, I thought it was kind of like, I feel like, do you think Microsoft gets an alert like every 6 months that's like, hey, you guys,
oh, like their updates?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
You guys want to make a game?
Yeah.
And they're like,
pick a time.
Yeah. 5 a.m. in the morning when I'm not using it.
We're talking about the original Xbox One, right?
No.
Like the one I have.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, no, that didn't get any updates. That's stuck on the blades.
And it still has... It's still... you got the original Xbox One that has the VCR in it.
Yeah. Of course.
I
Which is odd because I can still DVR videotape stuff.
Yes. That was a lot of stuff going on out of your mouth. Jose, what about you, man?
Well, did you meet Osiris yet, actually?
No, I haven't.
You remember those shoes?
I was going to say, when Scott asked, are people just coming back? I was going to say, no, because I'm in a clan and there's only 4 people on out of the, like, 90 people in it.
And that's A and not the.
Yes.
Okay.
But no, I wouldn't say it's dragging people back. But other than that, so those are the 2 things I checked out this week. And that about wraps it up.
Bye.
So what about you, Jose? What have you been doing?
So, I got a new phone, and so I started playing Fire Emblem Heroes again.
You have an iPhone 3GS.
Yes.
Okay.
It can run Infinity Blade, barely.
Ooh, that's nice. It actually cracks your screen.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I play more Fire Emblem Heroes. Still haven't spent money on it, which I'm pretty proud of myself, because I have self-control, I think.
No, you don't.
I know. Give or take another week or two, and I'll maybe spend $5 on it. Maybe. I jumped back into Breath of the Wild.
Okay. Thoughts?
And it's a lot better now for some reason
okay.
to me. Mainly because I ran into a Lionel.
A Lionel.
Yeah, and I landed on him and started riding him. And then he knocked me off. And then I spent like 30 minutes trying to kill it. And I killed it.
Because you have you done any of the Divine Beasts? I forget. It's been so long.
I've done one. I've done Revali's, I think.
Okay, so you haven't done the one that will help you defeat them.
No, yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, okay.
Are the Lionels like little mini bosses in the world?
In a way.
Or just like big enemies.
The big enemies.
Got it.
They're like, what are they? They're like centaurs, kind
yeah,
of.
But yeah, but lion.
And they shoot arrows that have electricity?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while since I've played.
There's some, I think. I know that specific one shot electricity. And they stay away from you for the most part. But mm-hmm. if you come towards them, they're like, they pull out their sword and then they're like, okay, I'll leave you alone. And then they start charging at you. You're like, well, fuck, I got to fight them.
Yeah.
But I went back on it because they released the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 quest for it, where mm-hmm. you have to go find all the armor parts. And it's interesting because while you're doing that quest, you're supposed to go to designated areas and then look up at night. And then a shooting star falls, and then you got to follow that shooting star to get all of the armor bits.
Mm.
The armor is okay. It does like 5 defense, I think. It looks nice. I don't think you can modify it in any way.
You can't upgrade it?
No, I don't think you can. Hmm. I specifically like went out to find a Great Fairy for the first time just to see if you could.
Oh, and you haven't done any of the Great Fairy stuff either?
I found one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, this is cool.
I got all of them.
Yeah. Are you going to finish that? Because I was thinking of just like mainlining the quest with what I have now.
See, that's what I don't want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will probably beat it. I'm calling it now April.
April?
Yeah. Okay. 2019.
That works.
Got it.
Yep.
But, I mean, other than that, I've been contemplating on buying Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and you told me not to.
I'm trying to talk you out of it.
It's a good idea. I shouldn't. But then you sent me a link to Digimon Cyber Sleuth.
Yeah, for only $15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into another JRPG before the end of the year.
But you wanted to get Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah, I'm just contemplating
your
it.
Your backlog is still 6 games, right?
Yeah, and they're mostly RPGs.
Yeah.
Like, I need to finish Nier, and then I think I'm going to go with Mario next.
Yeah.
After that, which seems like I'm going to have a lot of fun with that.
Can we backpedal back to Zelda?
Sure.
Have you came across any dragons?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know.
Two of, like, the green dragons.
So what are they? Do you get items from them after you kill them?
Can you kill them?
You cannot kill them. Yeah. You're talking about sort of the Chinese dragon mm-hmm. that look like a snake?
Yeah, I think they come around at midnight, right? And you got to like shoot them in a specific spot or something like that. At least something that I've read.
Yeah, you shoot them with arrows and they can drop scales and such. I don't remember too much because it has been months since I've mm-hmm. played it. I do want to get back into it, but yeah, I don't remember much of the lore or the anything anymore, but...
Playing that game like after, because I was really disappointed in the bosses, but just like playing the game by itself without like thinking of doing the Divine Beast and stuff like that, it's really good.
Yeah.
Like the way that Link, like the way the combat works, the way that Link moves, the way you traverse the world, it's really good.
Yeah, I think,
and it bums me out about the boss fights.
Well, I could be totally wrong about this, and I've talked to you about it before. I do feel as though the divine beasts mm-hmm. were meant to just not seem like these huge things. They were meant to seem like, oh, this is part of the world that you have to complete. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like they intentionally wanted to make them be like these huge beasts. And I know you work your way up to fighting them and then you figure out the puzzles inside and everything. And it is a dungeon in itself. But I feel like they wanted to say like, this is just part of the world. And that's mm-hmm. just sort of how it is. Instead of it being like, all right, you have all these small things to do, and these are like your huge things. I feel like the only big thing there is the castle and mm-hmm. Ganon.
So I've seen people, I guess, like going straight to Ganon. Can I just do that without doing the Divine Beasts, or do you have to do
I think you can.
I'm actually not sure. Did
you guys speedrun and do that?
I don't know anymore.
I don't either. Because I was like, well, I wonder what will happen if I just do that.
Yeah, you'll be disappointed in the boss fight.
Yeah, probably.
That's pretty much it.
You're going to get him down
sure.
to a slither. You're going to kill him. A cutscene's going to happen, and that's going to be the Blood Moon.
Okay.
And you got
that has happened. Yeah. I remember that was a big thing when the game first came out.
Oh, man. But, yeah. I mean, other than that, that's all I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got back into it after you had, like, the honeymoon stage with it, and then you were kind of over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now you're back.
It's good. It's really good.
It is a great game, yeah.
Do you have Mario Odyssey? Sorry, Scott.
Not yet.
No?
That's the next game I'm going to be buying, though.
Okay,
for sure.
So that's what we meant by Mario. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I'm... I forgot what I was going to say.
What about you, Scott? What have you
been
doing?
Thanks. Thanks for asking. I completed Wolfenstein The New Order, mm-hmm. not 2. So I did that. That was cool, you know, fun. I don't know.
How did you feel about that last boss fight?
Disappointing. It was a little nothing, but I mean, all of the boss fights sort of were. Yeah.
Well, I remember the last boss in, I think, was it the Old Blood, the giant thing. I thought that was kind of cool, but mm-hmm. I never played The Old Blood?
I haven't either. I've only played the New Order. Yeah, and they have, what is that, the London Guardian or whatever, the giant robot before. But yeah, the actual in Death's Head fight at the end is not very interesting.
No.
The story leading up to it and everything,
that
of course.
That last cutscene was really cool.
Yeah, all of it's crazy. It's definitely worth playing. And then I also beat Uncharted 3.
Mm.
Not interested.
I was about to say, why? Again.
Huh?
Because earlier, the last episode, you were like, Uncharted 2, not for me. And then you went to 3.
It was just, I have that, you know, that like trilogy pack, or I had it before I sold it on eBay, of course. And I was like, I can't not do it, you know? And having only played a little bit of 3 before I got into 1, 2, and 3, I felt like I missed out on like a gaming cultural touchstone, and I had to do it. And then, yeah, I just let myself be like, well, I guess you got to keep going. And it wasn't worth it.
I feel like Uncharted is kind of like the same thing as like Devil May Cry. Whereas if you go back to play Devil May Cry 1, that game sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's a game that came out in 2001, like close to the launch of the PS2. And it doesn't get better until like 3. And then 3 is like when it gets better. But then even then you play a game like Bayonetta and it touches on all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And whereas like with Uncharted, like you had to have started from like the beginning to appreciate how good it looked at the time.
Yeah.
And then it'll get better and better. And then you play Tomb Raider and then that improves on what Uncharted didn't do. You know?
Pretty
Did
much.
Did you do the DLC for the games?
There's DLC?
I don't think there's DLC.
I don't know either.
I don't think there's DLC for those. Because those were there's multiplayer. Those were PS3 titles. And I got to say, they did a good job when they ported it to the PS4, remastered, whatever you want to call it. It does look good. But it's weird that like certain mechanics only came in the third game. And at the time, you know, we thought that was the end, you know, or some people did at least. And it kind of sucked that like, oh, they figured a lot of stuff out mechanically in the third game and then it's over. You know, it also felt like the shortest experience out of all of them. And there's a long chunk where you're just walking in the desert that I didn't find interesting at all. Like, you're basically walking for, like, a minute, and then there's, like, a 3-minute cutscene. You're seeing mirages and shit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fighting while there's a sandstorm, so you can't see anybody, but people are sniping you and everything.
Do you think it's because you're so used to, like, I guess moving faster or having more options to traverse a world that when they force you into something like slow and laggy, you're like, come on, I just want to fucking get it over with?
I don't think so, because I forgot about this. I didn't even put it in my notes. I did start playing The Last of Us again, and that whole game is slow.
Yeah.
You know, there's no quick part of that. There are a couple parts that are a little frantic, like when you're stuck in a building with the zombies or whatever you want to call them. But no, it's just that I legitimately did not find any part of that story interesting. I did not like the characters, the enemies, or your allies.
Weird. Like, I hear everybody talking about like, oh, Nathan Drake, he's like so charismatic and stuff like that. And like, I see you having like the complete opposite of that effect.
Yeah, I'm just not charmed. And it very well could just be me. Like, I'm the guy who sucks. Like, I get that.
I was never into Crash Bandicoot, and everyone else was.
I don't get the sort of love that the reboot or whatever got. Like,
so I played it and actually it's really good. I just don't get the love that Crash Bandicoot gets.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of lame.
I played it on PlayStation 1 and just PlayStation 1, those first three, and they were fun at the time, but they're not good.
They're kind of good.
I mean, they are for the time, but now like when Mario has been crushing platformers for the most part, and you know, there's not much besides that besides some indie games, but still, I just didn't understand the and people are like Crash Nitro Racing, which I think is coming soon. But that didn't interest me either. Like,
did you see that Jack 2 and Jack 3 Racing or something like
Jack,
that's coming?
It's Jack 2, 3, and X.
Okay.
Yeah, Racing are coming, which is weird.
Are you gonna get them?
No.
Yeah.
I already have them on PS3.
All right. I would get the first game if they did a complete remaster of it.
Yeah, they did not, and they will not. But I have it on PS3,
but
and it looks
they
pretty
did,
good.
Get it.
Yeah, but they're not. and then, like I said, I jump back into The Last of Us, not too far into that, but that's been sort of a reminder. And I didn't think about how old Joel was, you know?
40s, right?
Yeah, he's in like his late 40s. Has to be. I would even say 50s, but I Googled it and they said like late 40s. Because after the first thing happens, I don't know why I'm not spoiling it, because it was a game that was on the PS3.
Yeah.
But
probably because it's a good story.
Yeah, the tragedy at the beginning happens, and then it says 20 years later. And you're kind of like a grizzled older man before that. Yeah. You have like the beard and you're a construction worker. Like, so you go like
late 20s.
You went from construction worker to lumberjack.
Yeah. To me, he looks like he's like 33 or something. And then 20 years later, puts him in his 50s. That's old as hell.
Must have been just a young dad.
Yeah. But I don't know. And then other than that, aside from games, I got a vasectomy.
Cool.
Which has been a laugh and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would describe it. I sent you guys some photos and videos during the procedure,
which
was not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, your doctor is pretty chill.
Yeah, he was a cool guy. I met him the first time.
I thought you were going to
be put under. Oh, no, I knew I wasn't going to be put under.
That's what I thought. I'm like, I don't want to see them, like, ripping and tearing, you know what I mean?
Ripping and tearing. I thought I was going to be in, like, stirrups, and then he would kind of lift and move and everything.
So you just ripped your pants and...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, pulled my balls out the back. They made me undress from the waist down, so I was wearing, like, a hoodie with a gown.
That's fucking sexy, yeah, bro.
That was cool. I felt cool.
Walk into that.
Yeah, I was Daffy Ducking, and... then, you know, two nurses came in and cleaned my penis and testicles, which was the least sexy moment of my life, I think. Like, I've been in a lot of hospital situations where people have to touch, like, my butthole or my penis or my balls. And it is, whether it's guy, gal, whatever, I'm just like, this is ruined me.
So, did you prep before you went in?
Well, I typically have...
Like, in terms of, like, hygiene?
Yeah. So, I made sure I was showered, and I typically have shaved balls because I'm courteous.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
So, they didn't have to shave me or anything. But what really confused me is just the fact that I was just laying straight. Like, if you were just laying on, like, a flat table with my head elevated a little bit. So, like, if I wanted to, and I didn't want to, I could have just watched his hands the entire time. Doing what he was doing, because it was right at eye level, and so that's why I was taking videos without showing any of the junk. You could see some blood and everything, and so he
he yanked out like a hose.
yeah. So ostensibly in the beginning, a lot of people told me, like, oh, my husband says, or I've had one, and the shots are the worst part, which are the numbing shots they give you, because of course you want to be numb as hell. And so the needles are like 6 inches long, even though they only use like the tip.
Mm-hmm.
And the plunger portion of it is about another 6 inches. And the unfortunate thing is, so he gives you that first shot, and he gives you one on each side and one in the injection site. The injection site was whatever, I don't care. Or sorry, the whatever you call where they cut. What is that?
Incision?
Incision. Uh-huh. And then so he does the first side, and the shot felt as though someone put a corkscrew in me and then tried to pull out all of the meat that was attached to it. And then you would twist it to get it numb kind of all around, you know? And you're watching that plunger full of juice and there's still so much in it. Oh. And you're like, oh my God, he's still good. And it is, I don't know how to describe it, because you're getting a shot in your balls.
Was he like, hey, let me know when it hurts?
He was like, you know how at the dentist, when they numb your teeth, you get like a pinch and a burn. He's like, that's what you're going to feel. But instead it was like a pinch, 3 more pinches, 5 pinches, and then a burn for 10 minutes.
Jesus.
No, it was like a burn for like 10 seconds, but that's still an incredibly long time.
No, you're
time.
Still feeling the burn.
Yeah, I'm still feeling, right now. And then he finished off one of the needles, and then he puts it down, and as any doctor would say, he goes, got to do another one because you have two nuts.
And, when he said, I hate pranks.
I hate pranks.
Yes.
Oh, I hate pranks.
you hate pranks.
Yeah, fuck you,
pranks.
All the pranks.
I thought you were talking about hot dogs. I was confused.
Yeah, you hate those too.
So then he did the other side. That one was even worse, to the point where my legs were spasming, the muscles in my legs were spasming, and I was making faces, and the nurse was looking at me like, oh, I'm so sorry. This is happening. And then after that, I could not feel a single thing. So whenever he would cut me or whatever, I could feel some pulling and stuff, you know?
Uh-huh. Did you drive back?
No, my dad took me and drove me back, because I wanted him to understand that I was killing our lineage. Because for the listeners who don't know, I do not have any children. And so I basically just made sure that our branch of the family tree does no longer grow. Mm-hmm. And that eventually it will wither and it will fall away as if it never existed. Just like my balls.
Just like.
And yeah, so, but basically he made that little incision and then I could feel him like feeling around on the back of my scrotum and stuff.
Nice.
I hope everyone loves hearing this. and then he would like push up and basically he would find the cord. I think it's your vas deferens.
Find the cord.
And then he would yank it out of the little hole and then he would clamp it on each side. He'd cut out like a centimeter chunk, which I showed you guys a photo of. Maybe we'll put it on our Instagram for all of our listeners. No, they just left the room and I was like, well, I'm going to take as many pictures as I can before I leave. And then he burns those in shut and he puts them back in. So when I left and the numbing wore off, and he just glued me shut. He just used Dr. Glue. And he showed me. I've never heard of it. It was, I think, just
crazy.
The medical field has it. It's Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
There's
Gorilla on it.
Yeah, which is weird because it was, no lie, it was purple. And then he said, when you take a shower, it's going to turn white. And I said, this is Gorilla Glue, my dude. What are you doing?
No, it's not.
But basically, I walked like a cowboy. I was like, this wasn't so bad. And then I got home, and they started hurting, and it gave me pain pills and stuff. But my abdomen, like right where you would push on your bladder, just killed. And it's basically just because he yanked those fucking, as Justin called them, cum cords. and he did a lot of, oh, man. And then so I took a couple days off, took the weekend off, and then I went to work on Monday and came home, and my balls hurt, specifically my left one. And it was just purple. It was big and it was purple.
Did he tell you it was supposed to happen?
It was like a grapefruit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Everything online. Oh, and I can show you guys. I'm still wearing the underwear. It bled, so it got really swollen, and then it just squirted out blood. So like overall, A-, like real fun. Do it.
A-.
Oh god. And
would do again.
And just to throw this out here, guys, I'm so GD horny.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Oh, you have to wait 2 weeks, right?
They said one week, but at the rate I'm going, it seems like it's gonna be longer. And they also told me the first time there is very likely going to be blood. So I will record that, and if I think about it, we'll put it on our Instagram.
As long as we're not talking about shit, I guess.
Yeah, sorry, Tony?
I don't know.
Yeah, Anthony. Fuck you, Tony. Emmett?
I think it was Anthony.
Oh, Tony, yeah, I call him Tony. Sure. We're best friends.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm gonna bust, and there's going to be some blood, and I'm going to say, vampire.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure that it's just...
You got to do it on a full moon, okay?
Full moon, which was yesterday, I think.
No, that was the super moon.
Oh!
Yeah, which is why there's blood in it. So I'm going to make sure I'm alone when I do that, so no one else has to be involved with that. And I'll report back. But yeah, it looks like... Oh, and then I have these cum cups in the...
Cum cups?
Yeah, so I have to...
You know, this cum paraphernalia.
I gotta go ahead and go... into the cup and then take it up there and they have to test it because I think after 3 months they do another test, and then if they find out I don't have anything there, they give me a tattoo on my chest that says I'm sterile.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward
really?
To it. No.
Oh man.
Have you guys seen that Reddit thing where that guy he said, oh, it's fucked up, they tattooed my dog with this weird symbol. So he got a tattoo to match, and what it was is like the male symbol where it's like the circle with the arrow coming off of it, and then it had a slash through the circle part, and he got it tattooed on him because he wanted to bond with his dog, and then someone went, hey, that's what they put when they neuter dogs.
Oof.
And most places now they just do a little color tattoo.
Now.
Yeah,
huh?
So you're neutered.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to doing, and I probably will do that just to be real funny. Yeah. And I'll also put
just
like a...
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, you got to put it on your forehead where everyone can see.
Yes, I get it. I have a giant forehead. Thanks.
No,
and with that, we will take a quick break and we will come back with what some would consider to be the news.
News. And we're back with a segment we like to call the news.
That was the... You gave it like you were going to lead up to like an explosive thing, and you said, that was news. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because I disappoint.
Yes, that's what
you
do.
Don't. You're good.
Jose, there's a couple things going on with that Finals Fantasy 15, the game that you love. The game that you love to love and love to play and you fell in love with and you want to go back and play it some more all the time. So tell us what's going on with Final Fantasy.
Yeah, kind of. You kind of hit the nail on the head.
I hit your hams with a nail.
Yeah. So pretty much they're adding way more things.
Okay, back to you.
they're adding more things way too late. Right now they're adding the character swapping, which I feel would have benefited from that.
Yeah.
When it first came out.
So in the original game, did you legitimately only play as Noctis?
Yeah.
Yes. That was
Noctis,
it.
Yeah.
So you and the others were just AI?
Yeah.
That's very stupid.
Yes, very. Especially like being a Final Fantasy game where you're used to controlling most of the characters.
Yeah, and you could tell, you know, with the trailer and everything, because I haven't played the full game. I've gotten it from you and everything. But it's a game where they obviously wanted to show, like, look how cool you and your crew are, and then to only let you play as one person. It's like if only one of us did the podcast.
Well, like, at least when the trailer came out, I assumed that you were going to be able to switch characters.
Yeah, that's what
just
I would have thought.
Because, like, they're all around you at the same time, and then, like, you can do these link attacks where you press, like, the command button, and then, like, a character, like, vaults over your, like, back and then, like, shoots the monster, and then I thought from then you play as, Prompto, and then you can keep on switching over. And it's so weird that it didn't come out with that, or maybe it just wasn't ready, because now that they did all the DLC for each individual character, they all have movesets, they all have different play styles. I don't know how Prompto's going to work, because his play style is kind of boring.
Yeah.
But like all the other guys were pretty good.
Who's the guy with the gun?
Prompto.
Because the only thing I ever think of is how I would love if you're fighting some sort of beast, and then Prompto comes up, and he, having a gun, just shoots blows in the head, and then it just falls, and everyone's like, oh my fucking God,
Prompto. Roll the credits.
And like, or like if you have a human enemy, and he's just like, he just blasts your eyeball out of your head, and then everyone's like, what the fuck? This is like, I'm a prince or some shit, dude. I can't be.
I was going to like hack this dude up, but
you're
like
a gangster, and I'm a prince, and people take pictures, videos are everywhere now, my man.
Oh, man. But like, yeah, that's dropping with the episode Ignis on December 13th, which also the episode Ignis is going to have a super boss at the end of it where you fight Noctis. I don't know if that's a spoiler, but that's all over the fucking news articles and stuff.
All over the news articles. Star
and everything.
It's legit probably going to be a part from the campaign, but instead of you playing from Noctis, you're playing from the bad guy. And you lose.
I mean, that's what I thought one of the games was. But speaking of like playing as the bad guy, there are more DLC coming for different characters as well. And the next one that's slated for that, what?
Are you laughing at there are more DLC? Shut up.
No, you just
I'm scratching sorry. Your chest. I'm very itchy all of a sudden.
It's all this Final Fantasy news.
I did want to bring up before we move on, IndyStar you brought up. That's our local newspaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to them for letting me write an article that was published when I was in the sixth grade about wanting to grow up and be a filmmaker. I'd made it, guys.
Yeah.
So anybody could find that, send it to me, and I'll cry while I read it. Anyway.
Yeah, the next episode is episode Arden, which is the last boss in Final Fantasy 15, and they didn't, like, with a lot of the game, they didn't go in-depth with any of his
story.
He's
the devil.
Yeah, he's pretty much the devil. but, like, there's no story background for him other than, like, I guess he was betrayed by the kingdom and now everybody hates him or some shit. And so now that they're going more in-depth into a story, I'm really stoked about it just because I think he's probably the best Final Fantasy villain.
Okay.
Like in terms of the motivations that he had and stuff like that, like I want to see why he did all that. But they have been talks about being another DLC for Lunafreya, which is the love interest in that game, and there's more.
She the mechanic?
No, that's Cindy, which I'm still upset about.
Is it Cindy or Sydney?
It's Cindy. It was supposed to be Sydney at first, but they're like, no, she can't be fucking Sydney because she'll be Sid. And I'm like, Sid has to be this guy. I'm like, no, but the fuck, whatever.
That's a good story.
Yeah, yeah.
You should write a book.
No, I can't. I can't
write. So I can burn it.
but yeah, that's pretty much it for the Final Fantasy DLC that's coming out.
So these are coming out a year after release,
right?
Hold on,
but I thought there were three or four planned DLCs.
Yeah, those are the other characters that they had.
Like
they only, they
the
only
episodic
had,
episodes?
Yeah, they
stuff?
Only had Arden and they
got
had
it. I just gave you a Jim from The Office look. And you
that plays well
on the podcast. Yeah, yeah.
There also is the Comrades DLC, which I think is like $30,
and it promotes communism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to all the communists, socialists, unionize.
But like, it's apparently that's good too, but only for like small bits, the multiplayer DLC for that game.
Yeah.
And also, remember that Metal Gear Survive is coming out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a thing still.
Yeah, that looks awful and makes me want to die of garbage poison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it
should be good. We also have, I think the day this drops, we have the Video Game Awards. So we'll be talking about that a lot on the next episode. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, I don't know. I just want to bring that up. Oh, because obviously Kojima's going to be on there. Jeff Keighley and Hideo Kojima are going to friend kiss and friend hug.
And friend fuck.
And say they're best friends. We can only hope. I think people need to stop putting such a stigma on fucking your best friends on stage.
Yeah.
I think you should be... Like, I think it should be...
It's inside. Everybody's there for that.
They're there to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm not... I'm for it.
Yeah.
I'm pro.
And like that's why it should be pay-per-view too. That way, you know, people just don't... Well, I mean, it's on the internet.
Why would you want to view it on paper?
I hope they
if
get
it's
an
on
Oscar
TV?
For it.
Yeah, or like in Tony.
Yeah. Because
they're going to sing while they do it. Anyway, I respect both of those guys.
Yeah, I remember, we can tell.
Jeff Keighley's... I remember him from G4.
Jeff Keighley's
right?
been around forever, man. Jeff Keighley's always been behind the scenes and then became sort of on-screen personality. He's not the most charismatic guy, I think most people find. He's extremely talented and well-respected. Huh?
I said, I'm deadpan, so he's doing better than me.
Yeah, but you also fuck up a lot, and that's what's fun about
you. Well,
that's
the charismatic part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's endearing.
They also had a lot of... So the Game Awards last year, they had Ray Shrimmered on, I remember. And maybe Run the Jewels as well, two hip-hop acts. Mm-hmm. And most of the audience, I feel, are nerdy white guys when you talk about people watching the Video Game Awards. Mm-hmm. And no one knew what was going on. And I was like, oh, this is cool, but it was very embarrassing to watch the audience like, okay.
Yeah, I can do this.
Yeah, what is what's this all about? What are you guys going to show the Cindy from Final Fantasy? Yeah, so anyway, that'll be fun regardless.
But also, fucking PSX telling everybody, like, hey, don't get hype because this might be shitty because we don't have a lot of games that we want to show off.
Yeah, there's supposedly supposed to be some big reveals, and I think...
You think they're downplaying it on purpose?
No, I don't think that at all. I think Sony... Man... Sony.
I don't know, man.
Sony
doesn't care anymore.
Sony's complacency is kind of worn on me a little bit. Like, I'm, I don't know. I love that Nintendo's trying pretty hard these days, mm-hmm. And I love a lot of independent creators coming to the Switch and everything. And then Sony, I feel like, has been pretty stale lately, you know?
Well, like you said, they don't have to.
Yeah.
I guess they don't have to really try... Oh man!
If you're swinging the biggest, you don't, you know, you just go out there and you show it, and
you just walk and it'll swing.
Yeah, and Xbox Xbox is back there giving it a slim waggle, and it's not attracting anybody. If Sony is a peacock, then Xbox and Microsoft, they're just one of those little fuzzy guys that gets eaten by a hawk.
The fuzzy guys.
Yeah, man, I love birds. They're my favorite. If I wish I could be an ornithologist, but I wouldn't make any money. Not like the huge money I make now working at a failing company.
No, you make bank. Just
I do.
Just let everyone know.
I make upwards of $11,000 a month.
Jesus.
Yeah, but only 3 months a year. Well, that's actually still pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm poor rich, so that's what we call me. There's also a bunch of shit going on with Capcom this week.
And it's not that bad.
Unlike Capcom itself. So Justin, tell me.
They came out of the woodworks.
Did
with
you just
stuff.
Fucking interrupt me?
My dude, I did.
Dude, my bro, did you just fucking come at me, my dude, my
Hold
man,
on, let
my
me
bro?
Drink some water.
I'd love you to gluck, 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 gluck.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, that was you. Yeah, so tell us about the Monster Hunter World beta, and don't just say it's coming out.
Bro, it's coming out. What do you want? No, it's coming out. It is. It starts it starts on the 9th.
I can't laugh because of my balls.
I'm so coming. Sorry, man. It's coming out for PlayStation 4 at the moment. Exclusively PlayStation 4, Scott.
For the beta, right?
Yeah. So that starts on December 9th, and it runs until the 12th.
Now, what if I'm just a straight-up mega alpha, and, like, I'm like, you know, you guys are the beta cucks. Can I still play it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know if me being like a strong, virile man would keep me from playing it.
No.
Or that I'm registering and then it says, oh, your hog is too large.
It would probably say that you're not a hunter, you're the monster. That's what it would say for you.
Wow.
And then so the people would fight you. But anyways, it's coming out for the PC, but at a later date. So no and love PC? For Microsoft.
What's PC? What's that mean?
What
is PC?
Personal computer?
Huh. I was going to say political correctness.
Yeah, and we've had enough of it. Give me those sunglasses.
No! No, we don't need him. Here's anyway, it's coming out for PC later, but they haven't. Capcom hasn't given a date for it.
Are you both jumping onto this?
I will check it out for the PlayStation 4.
I'm going to try the beta, see how that works out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like I have hives on my chest because I am itchy as hell. Do I?
Oh!
Just my doughy body.
You got a lizard skin.
I don't know why that was funny to me.
Because you're an idiot.
Anyways, there's going to be two world maps, and there's going to be three quests available that people can do. And so there's a quest for someone who's new to the series. So someone who's like a novice, they can come in. And then they have two other additional quests for players who are used to playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And for players who pretty much, like, that's the only franchise they play. So they're, like pretty well experienced in how to capture and
defeat
monsters.
Are you just naming difficulty settings right now?
I mean, that's kind of how the quests are.
Okay.
You pick, like, an easy hunt, medium hunt, or, like, an experienced hunt.
So, like, easy being Jose, medium being you, and experience being myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then so, you know, each quest will give you a different monster to hunt. I don't know if the maps are monster specific or if you're just thrown into one of the two random maps. But that's for the monsters. So they have all 14 weapons are available in the beta if you want to check those
out. Wait, there are only 14 weapons?
I would say that's all the weapons.
Well, 14 weapon types.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. So there's 14 weapon types. I'm not going to list off because there's so many.
Do it.
There's the dual blades. Uh-huh. There's the long blade. There's the switch axe. There's
the great sword.
The great sword.
There's a weed whacker.
There's a kid.
The hammer. There's a hunting bell?
Yeah, the hunting horn. Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a guy. Horn. There's a guy that has that one long pinky nail.
Yeah, yeah.
You can slash your throat.
We all have one of those at work.
Yeah, we do coke. Yeah.
There's a light crossbow, a heavy crossbow, a great sword, switch axe, charge blade. There's all kinds of stuff.
That was 14.
Yeah, that was job. All 14 of them.
Good job, guys.
Anyways, yeah. So it is solo player, and you can do it with four people. Solo play. and so four people can team up and play the game together, or the beta, whichever you want to check out, Scott.
I feel like you are a person who doesn't know what a video game is, describing
I try to avoid them. I really do.
This is a guy who's never heard of a video game describing it to his deaf aunt. And he's just like, there's solo player or there's four?
What?
Yeah, so very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to list off the monsters' names because that ended up bad last time. But so Monster Hunter 4 is coming out. The beta is coming out on December 9th. It's last through the 12th for PlayStation 4. It's coming at a later date for the PC audience, but they haven't given a release date.
You,
so you can check out all the weapon types.
That's it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty
you
much it.
You trying to pronounce that monster's name.
So I was just going to be like, Anja Mexican?
Here, I'll try. No. Great Jagras, Baroth, and Anjaneth. Anjaneth.
Got it. Anjaneth.
Good. Never fought. What was the one that he messed up?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because you were so adamant. Like, we had to stop recording, and you were so adamant. Like, no, I didn't say that. And then I replayed it for you, and you were like, oh, my God.
It's good in a way because he didn't realize it.
Yes, he didn't do it purposely.
But still.
Yeah, all of the other times outside of the podcast, he says it on purpose, but like during the podcast.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Hey. Anyways, I'm looking forward to the beta. This is the Monster Hunter game that I wanted for many years, and I am looking forward to it. It's probably the biggest release of 2018 for me.
Gonna ask you, so it is, does it have a release date or is it just like Q1 of 2018?
It does have a release date of January, I think January 16th or sometime mid-January is when it comes out.
Hey, if we don't Google it, it's not wrong.
Right?
That's true.
There was also a bunch of stuff with Rockman, right?
The Rockman, yes.
Yeah.
There was a Mega Man 30th anniversary stream where they just... I honestly thought they were just going to take a shit on it and be like, here, the Mega Man Legacy Collection is coming to the Switch.
Yes.
Which it is.
Both collections, right?
Yes, both collections with Amiibo support. And I'm like, fuck you. But
we have a price on those boys?
Oh, fuck, man. Probably.
I'll look that up while you continue.
I don't think your price was released.
I think it's just going to be $20. And they're going to sell them each $20. Like they did with all the other ones.
Then they'll sell a $40 one bundled with, I don't know. The helmet.
Good comment.
But I think it's going to end up being like $20 each, and that's kind of shitty. But at the same time, I mean,
great console for it to be on.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm surprised it wasn't on the Switch to begin with.
Hey, but there's a lot of stuff, and let me go into it.
But yeah, they showed that off. Which I was like, they said that, like, nonchalantly, they were like, yeah, so the Mega Man X 1 through 8 come into current gen consoles, and then, but let's go on to this thing. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? And they didn't go on beyond that, but they just said it's coming out summer of 2018. Again, like, the whole Mega Man stuff is, like, specific towards people who really like Mega Man. I don't think anybody's gonna come back and be like, hey, look, it's Mega Man, I'm gonna fucking play this again.
Yeah, when I heard the news, I thought, man, my life has not changed at all.
No, for sure.
If anything, it's gotten worse.
For me, it got a little better.
Yeah.
But the Mega Man X collection, that one's pretty cool, because I've been wanting to replay one of the PS2 Mega Man X games.
Mm-hmm.
And since I can't play them because I don't really own a PS2 anymore... but the big one,
casual.
The big one is they announced Mega Man 11, which
now is this XI or is this just the numbers?
Just the numbers. I think they kind of, yeah, exactly. Because I saw them release Mega Man 9 a while back, and they're like, cool, this game's gonna tie in to Mega Man X, where what happens after all this junk or whatever. But no, just Mega Man 11. And they showed it off, and I saw the title screen, Mega Man 11. I was like,
so they had a trailer for it, didn't they?
Yeah. So the trailer was weird because they go through the whole history of Mega Man. So they go from like 1987 onwards, and so like it's 4 minutes of just Mega Man walking through all of the
different
time periods, and like when the games were released and stuff like that. So for people who don't like Mega Man, that trailer was fucking boring
and it meant nothing.
Yeah. And but when I watched it, I was like, yeah. And then you get to 2010, and the last game that the last Mega Man game that came out was Mega Man Crossover for the iPhone, and that bombed. And then from then on, there was just Mega Man walking through 2011, 12, 13, yeah, 14, 15, 16, and 17, and nothing in between. And then he gets to the end of the stage.
Hold on, you're forgetting there was a part in, I want to say, 2015, where Mega Man fell on his ass laughing at Mighty Number 9.
Oh, yeah.
Was that part of it?
Well, no, I think it happened this year. Was it released this year?
I have no clue.
I don't remember, man.
It came with that dumbass box that you couldn't even fit it in.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What a failure. Anyway, so you got to the end of the stage.
Yeah, he gets to like the 2018 mark, and there's like a little question mark as a power-up, and then he touches it, and then he like teleports out, and then it teleports back in into like a 3D rendered Mega Man.
Yeah, he was 3D in this one.
Yeah, and he looks really cool, and they had an interview with the designer, the new art designer, but the game starts, it's literally just a 3D Mega Man game, 2.5D, I guess. Have you guys seen Mega Man powered up for the PSP?
Nope.
It's just the side scroller, but it has 2.5D graphics. But it was kind of like in that weird like chibi style, where like big heads, and I was like, it's cute, but like it's not what I wanted. Whereas this is it, everything looks like a Mega Man game. Like the jumps are specific, like the charge shots and everything. But they showed off like instead of you when you beat a Robot Master. You usually just change colors,
mm-hmm.
but now you change colors and you get like a piece of armor from the bosses, which I thought was a really cool detail.
That's cool.
But
he got like a flying scissor head in one of the games, didn't he?
Flying scissor head.
Somehow when you beat Scissor Man or whatever.
Oh, Cut Man. Yeah. You just shoot a scissor. And then
yeah.
But like here, like they showed off it was like a brick kind of
thing. Oh yeah, that was teased like a few years ago, right?
Yeah, it was on the Mega Man anniversary collection or something like that. But they showed that off, and then they started talking to the art director, and the art director was saying that like all the backgrounds are hand like drawn and everything. Everything is like painted and stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the actual game is in 3D, and so they were talking about how he's like redesigning it to make it fit towards like for people who still like Mega Man,
yeah,
and then to newcomers, and like they fixed a lot of proportion things with Mega Man, how he had like that kind of big head and like just he kind of just looked like a kid in a suit.
Giant he had those calves. He has those thick legs.
Yeah,
we
now
all
they're thinner. And
he had cankles, my man.
He had fucking cankles and a crease inside his like leg.
Oh, we just talked about creases,
uh-oh,
dude.
Scott.
Buzzed in blood.
Oh no. But yeah, that's coming to pretty much all consoles, including PC, late 2018.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
I think that's going to be the biggest release of 2018. Just kidding. I think it will get buried under everything.
Do you think it's going to be $60?
Oh, God. I hope not.
I think it might be $40.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I'd go with $40.
So you're not too disappointed. I mean, is that it?
That's pretty much it. They gave away a fucking Mega Man helmet that I didn't win.
Okay,
you can get it later bundled with the game.
Yeah, it's also $50 at like ThinkGeek too.
I love ThinkGeek. Sponsor us. Hey, you guys want
Power to the Players,
like a foam sword or something? you want a lava lamp that has like floating triforces in it or something? go to Jinx. Anyway, we will be back after this quick break with our first nominee in the first annual Shitty Awards.
What? And we're back, guys.
And what are we doing right now, Jose?
We're going to talk about shitty things that happened this year.
We're going to talk about one shitty thing in particular. This is our first nominee for the Shitty Thing of the Year award.
Shittiest things.
So this is the first annual Shitties. And each week for the next 3 weeks, next three episodes, we're going to bring up one of the shittiest things of the year. And then during our Game of the Year episode at the end of the year, we will pick the shitty.
The shitty.
They will win. The winner will win the first ever Shitty Award. So, Jose, what is your nominee this week?
Pokemon Go Fest.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Pokemon Go in itself.
Pokemon Go fuck yourself, more like it.
That's what was pretty much projected during Pokemon Go Fest.
Yeah, you mixed up Pokemon and procreation, which do not go together.
They don't.
Yeah.
But, oh man, it was really bad. No, hold on. I was doing really good so far. You guys give me that.
No.
But Pokemon Go Fest was going to be, everybody was really excited for that.
It was going to be the new
it was
going to
be the new E3 of Pokemon.
it was going to be, what's that one? It was going to be the new Woodstock.
Yeah, for sure. That's the new Burning Man.
Where a bunch of people who pretty much only have the ability to throw some Mophie cases on their phone, mm-hmm, and go chase around some invisible monsters. We're all going to come together and stare at a different corner than one another.
And it ended up being the opposite of that.
Yeah, everyone fucked.
Yeah.
It ended up being a shit show.
Yeah.
Oh, so people were charged $20 for tickets for that.
Was
thing.
That it?
Yes.
But there were a bunch of people flying in.
Well, there's also scalpers selling for like $400.
Don't yell the word scalper at me.
Scalper! Scalp! Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know what that does to me.
Yeah.
It makes me hard.
Right now, it's not a good time.
Oh.
Yeah, but. But yeah, people Raven. Are flying in from, like, all over the country. I guess some.
Just say Raven.
people from fucking Ohio and shit. You know, that great country, Ohio.
That great
Shout
country,
out so
Ohio. England is my city.
This is perhaps the episode where each of us sound the dumbest.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, people flew in. Like, I think the furthest people have flown to attend was from Japan.
Jeez. Why?
Because why not? I mean, they had their hopes and expectations up really high.
Yeah, there's never enough going on in Japan.
What? It's big in Japan.
Not big in America. Shout out to our Japanese listeners. Once again, you make up 15% of our listener base.
Give us money.
Yeah, please send us any form of yen. I don't understand the exchange rate, so I'll settle for like 25 yen.
It's about 100.
A penny, right?
It's 100 yen per the dollar.
I don't think that's right.
It was a shit fest. So the people like trying to get in before they opened the gates at 9. So the line started forming at 6 and they wrapped around like I guess the entirety of the Grant Park area.
And there's only two lines. And yeah. Then all they got like to welcome them inside were just two screens, but like, "Welcome to Pokemon Go Fest."
I think I read that the line was like 3 miles long or some shit like that.
In Chicago.
When do you start to place the blame on the attendees?
You don't.
Oh, never. I was gonna say the entire time.
Yeah, immediately, right?
It was hot. People had kids.
Imagine if someone told me like, "Hey, we're gonna have a Twitter fest." I'd be like, "Well, okay, I'm going to stay home." Why would you?
We have a TwitchCon.
Yeah, but that's a little different, and that's an actual convention.
Well, they also had DashCon. You remember DashCon?
No.
The Tumblr convention that.
Oh, where people went and fucked and stuff.
No, they didn't even fuck. There was a ball pit.
Ugh.
Oh. You remember that?
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, because you were there.
Yeah,
yeah, buddy.
I just think like this isn't Twitch though. This is Niantic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are one is like a household name to like my grandmother. And the other is Niantic. And I do mean Twitch because she has that condition.
Oh. Well.
Anyway, Justin, blast us off some notes. I saw you wrote a fucking book.
I have like a little news article. I was going to say, the attendees had a special wristband where they had a chip in it. And so pretty much to get in, you had to have a QR.
They came with a chip in their wristband. They left with a chip on their shoulder.
They did.
Thank you.
Well, they tried. Anyway, so the only people attending, pretty much you got your wristband scanned and you could participate in like the Pokemon at the park. So if I were in Chicago trying to do that, I wouldn't be able to get the Pokemon that's spawning at Grand Park because I don't have my QR code scanned or whatever.
So Scott,
yeah,
you're a Chicago expert, right?
I sure am.
How big is that park?
Which one?
Was Grand Park? Park?
It's fairly large.
Can it hold 20,000 people?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, 20,000 fucking
it
people.
It can,
there.
But not
comfortably.
For that. Yeah.
I was gonna say it started with grass and then it ended in quick mud.
Not quicksand.
Yeah, quick mud.
Ugh.
Okay. I don't like that.
Me neither. But everyone that's what it looked like.
Isn't that what you call diarrhea?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's 20,000 people there, Scott. What do you want
them
to do?
They were drinking that contaminated water.
Porta potties.
They called it Ditto juice.
And, like when you got there, they had obviously the gates opened at 9 and people were like, "Oh yeah, this is working," for like the first like hour or so, and people were enjoying like the raids to get like a special Pikachu and shit like that. Then all of a sudden, like as you know, capacity got filled to max, shit went bad
to the max.
Shit went bad to the max. And so you know, people were getting frustrated and obviously shit was going super bad when the CEO came out. And he was trying to...
Yeah, the CEO was fucking there.
Yeah, the CEO came out and he was trying to calm people down, be like, "Oh, you know, there's problems going on with the servers. You know, it's Niantic working with AT&T, Sprint, Verizon.
Fix the game."
Yeah, exactly. And pretty much, like, they booed him off stage. And so, like, after John got booed off stage, like, a whole bunch of other employees came on to try to, like, calm the crowds. Mm-hmm. And then so they just got booed off stage also. Good thing there weren't people throwing stuff because that would have been bad.
I'm sure someone
threw
something.
Someone threw like a plushie or something.
One of them
threw their furry head.
Those are heavy.
They're expensive.
Dressed up out there.
Not that I've ever worn an entire suit around a convention hall and had to tell everybody that I was a sex offender.
And I was gonna say, you know, as the event pretty much continued on, like no one could get on, and so these people were I guess promised an attempt where they try to get a Pokemon. I don't know if it was guaranteed or not.
No,
but they
I think
had
it was, they're like, "Hey, you're gonna get Lugia or something by the end of this matter what."
Yeah, it was Lugia, but I don't know if it was like a guaranteed catch or not.
You fucking idiot.
Because like the people in Grant Park, like they would be the first people to get Lugia.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to rely on people outside of Pokemon Go also catching Pokemon And then so they had to do, you know, their job of catching so many Pokemon to unlock the raid to get Lugia.
So when he walked out and he tried to do his whole like crowd control thing, do you remember what he said?
He said, "I have Bear Mace and I know how to use it."
So he was like, "This is a marathon, not a sprint." I was like, "Oh, that's fucking weird." But like,
and then he got hit in the head with a toilet seat.
Yeah, a whole toilet seat.
They threw it like a fucking boomerang.
But like, in terms of like blaming the attendees, I think you could do that after the second time. But I think the first time's not that bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where like they promise something. And, like, a lot of them are, like, parents that are going, like, "Whoa, they like the Pokemon shit." And a lot of them are, like, 30-year-olds that are like me who are like, "I'm going to catch some fucking Pokemon." But that should have known. But
I remember when the game was released, I was like, "Oh, this is really cool. This is something that I loved when I was younger." And then immediately was like, "We live in the middle of nowhere, basically. And I don't want to go downtown." And whenever I see someone, and I'm a guy who, I enjoy Pokemon. I get it. I know that people like it. But whenever I see one of these people staring at their phone, I want to just pull out my toilet seat and whip it at their head.
So
it was you.
No, I wasn't there.
I was about to say, like, I got hit in the head with the toilet seat in downtown one time.
Well, that was me, but I just had a 35 of them on top of
it. Yeah. And then it went back.
Yeah, and then I installed it to a toilet while it was still around your head.
But yeah, like, I had fun with it downtown, but like, it really, for me, it only lasted 2 weeks.
I was going to say, it lasted for 2 weeks for everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. Then there are still people playing it, believe it or not.
No, they're not.
Like, I refuse to believe it.
I still see people at the circle, like, still playing it. It's mainly, what, like, three people, whereas before I would see, like a 20 or so.
You're referring to the first circle of hell.
Yeah.
Where the only people still play it.
But like I even like getting this new phone, I downloaded it just to see it, and then I live in a house, there's nothing around there.
Oh, bragging. He lives in a house.
I live in a house, guys.
Okay, sorry listeners who don't have a house.
And I was like, "Oh, this is boring. There's an Eevee across the street, but I can't reach it."
Yeah, because it's in someone else's house.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, well, I just deleted it." And the idea of it is really cool to me, but then you realize you have to go outside and do it,
yeah.
Which is cool, but like,
is it
not all the time?
Maybe if it was Solar Boy Django, but this is just for the pocket monsters.
That made me happy. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. That's what I'm here for.
But like, I mean, it was pretty crazy. I don't see them doing that again.
Yeah, I don't either. The game's pretty much dead. Yeah, like the first couple days there were server issues and everything because so many people wanted to play. And then, of course, people in the country were like, "Not only do I have no reason to live, but I can't catch Pokemon either." Yeah.
I'm still seeing them like doing updates and stuff. I think the third gen's coming out now, but I don't know if people care.
No.
Like, because they had that other game where like you have to go trespass into people's yards and shit and like catch their points or something. And now it's the same with this.
I had it on my phone for about 3 days, and I would basically only use it in between texting and driving. And, like, there would just be, like, oh,
that's the best way to do it. I mean,
I hit a bump, and now there's a Rattata or something, you know? And I don't need three of those, so I just sort of gave up on it. I also don't like to hold out my phone like a dingus and then get robbed.
Which happened a lot.
Yeah, more than once. Mm-hmm. And a couple times on like a streaming thing where I remember that kid got punched in the head and
they
took his phone.
They broke his jaw.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I do, in all reality, in all truth, I do believe that people should be able to go out and be dumb people and catch Pokemon and have fun. You know, I make fun of it. So that is fucked up that happened. I'm not going to blame anybody for that. But as far as paying to go to this convention, unless you were like, "Oh, I live a block away," like flying in and going to...
Yeah.
Like, imagine if they just were like, "Oh, we're having a name any game convention," mm-hmm. like a single game. Like, it's so crazy.
Well, like, even like...
Well, let's say they offered like exclusive Pokemon in this area
like,
that
even
you can't
like,
get anywhere
like
else.
Surrounding states, whatever, that's fine. That's like a 2-hour, 3-hour drive, whatever. But like, flying out is crazy. But like, they had no way of knowing that it was going to suck. I guess.
I felt like as soon as I heard about it, I went, "Oh, this is going to suck."
We would.
Yeah.
Because we're like, that's going to be a shit show because we played the game and like, "Oh, it's disconnecting all the time." Now imagine in like a whole concentrated area where everybody's trying to access that same, like, I guess, server.
Yeah.
And it's just,
I wonder what the like radioactive levels were spiking at with 20,000 people on their phone.
Okay, Justin, we get it. You just Justin doesn't have Wi-Fi in his home because he thinks it shrivels his brain.
It does.
And
don't
it
have a microwave either. Me.
And it does and don't. It has.
Have a microwave.
No, you're just this, like straight up like wood stove.
To be fair, Justin doesn't have a microwave. That's because he kept closing his hand in it and it would cook his hand a little bit. And he hated the smell of his own cooking hand.
Desolation of smell.
We're all good here, bud.
I hate that smell. And also the earth is what are we believing now about the earth?
It's an octagon.
Earth is a flat circle or something.
Have you seen that diagram where it's like all the planets are like spherical and then it gets to Earth and it's just flat? Because what is that tweet where it's like, yeah, so if why is this planet like a fucking sphere? Blah blah blah. This shit. And it's like, well, we can prove that all the other planets are spherical, but not ours.
Yeah.
Like, cool.
One day we're just going to come
like
here
I can get into.
And talk about all the dumb. Are there any conspiracies that you kind of believe? Like, or anything? Like, I mean, not to be too glib about it, but like, what have you? Or do you think that the JFK assassination was something that it wasn't? The moon landing?
Maybe aliens? I guess.
Well, aliens. Alien life is for sure real. It's just, it may not be like humanoid aliens, right. You know, but I believe aliens are real. Like,
yeah, sure, there's something.
Don't whistle at me. I do believe that there's like a cow on the, like on Mars or something, mm-hmm. You know, there's like some, like, I think that's what's going to be interesting is when we finally find alien life, it's going to be like a,
so
like
disappointing.
It's not even going to be disappointing. It's just going to be like, oh, it's a dog. And cool. We're going to be like, that's super cool, but it's not going to be like a gleep glorp gray guy who's like, I have a finger and stuff, you know, it's going to be a Mars coyote that eats like plants or something. And then I'm going to be like, that's the coolest thing ever. And then everyone's going to talk about it being a lie and everything. I think mine is maybe the moon landing. And what I mean by that is like, I do totally believe
like it happened.
Yeah, no, I believe it. Here's my thing. Cause everyone's like, it was filmed on a soundstage or whatever. And I feel like that is true. But it's because imagine if you were going to the moon for the first time ever, and then you got on the moon and the camera fucked up, mm-hmm. Or you're like, we've never recorded. And like back then, cameras barely worked as is. And then you take them onto the moon. And so I think if anything, they recorded it on a soundstage just because the video was all fucked up. Mm-hmm. But,
and then they went. And they're like, kind of, well, they
well,
went
I think
before
they went
that.
Before.
Yeah, I think they went
like,
before.
Oh, so this is what it looks like.
Yeah, and then they just replicated it. I don't know if that's true, but that's my reasoning for anyone who's like, oh, it was done on a soundstage. I'm like, I still think they went.
Yeah,
I
think they went, and there's too many fucking moon cows, so they had to come back and record because too many moon cows. They were just
moon cows.
They're just messing the filming up.
I also believe that they did use that invisible bullet on Abraham Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
And that he did not he died at a rock concert.
I mean, kind of.
My favorite thing. That's such a weird sentence I'm about to say. My favorite thing about the Lincoln assassination is that.
No, it's a topic. You can say it. It's
is that John Wilkes Booth jumped and he broke his ankles?
Ha!
He jumped off the balcony and he broke his
theater.
Ankles.
Wasn't he like a fucking like a guy who was in the theater?
Something. I don't know. It's just very funny ankles. That he broke his ankles when he landed, and then he was like, and he just had to like limp off, basically.
He had to crawl away.
Yeah. Assassinations are crazy,
yeah.
Dude. Like that. There was that the Japanese like president or whatever. They got stabbed.
Yeah.
Remember that video? It's like slow-mo. He gets it through the chest. Nuts. We would never do that to any elected officials. Justin, stop winking. They're going to hear you.
You okay, man?
I heard oinking. But
oh, no,
I'll
he's blinking. He's just, I couldn't see the other eye.
Oh, I couldn't. Well, don't make fun of his eyes. You do that all the time. He's fine. He's sleepy.
He's fine.
He's sleepy all the time.
I'm sleeping currently.
Yeah, we can't even tell, except for that your eyelids look like two Hot Pockets touching. Sorry, you don't have a microwave. Hot pockets are like these long sleeves of
stove.
Cheese.
I know what they are. I make jalapeno
you said
pop
in a stove, like a word burning stove.
I have a gas stove. So you put it under, and then you put the grill thing over
it.
It burns.
You get like reverse grill marks on it. It's just You're the guy who does like marshmallows over a fire and like burns it to a crisp, and you go, ah, this is how I like it. And you pretend.
Man. I can't cook.
I don't know what this is. Someone puts a marshmallow on a stick and you're like, is this a bug? What an idiot. Anyway, you guys got anything to say before we end this incredibly strange episode?
Was it strange?
I mean, I've had peas on my balls this whole time.
Oh.
Frozen peas and like...
Well, not anymore.
We're all mispronouncing... Yeah, they are pretty thawed. We're mispronouncing words and some of us are just dumb. Yeah, they are cooked. I am going to eat these for dinner. My balls. My balls.
Yeah, I guess we can just wrap it up. As you say, I think Niantic reached 1 billion at one point after the game was released.
Like concurrent users?
No, money.
Oh.
Money.
Yeah, no, they made that. They made that extremely quickly. Wasn't there, I think you had it in your notes, wasn't there a lawsuit?
Yeah.
From the attendees?
Oh, yeah, there was quite a few lawsuits. So,
what was the, do you know the sum of all their settlements and stuff?
No, they didn't release any of that information. Okay. So there was about two dozen lawsuits filed against Niantic for, I guess it was like falsifying or whatever.
And
anyways, people were just like, hey, this is shitty that you did that.
Yeah, a dozen of them were for all of the bear traps that were hidden around the park.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I said it turned into quick mud.
Yeah. Everyone just started shitting their pants. Jose, you got anything? Anything to plug? Christmas is coming up. Should people pay you to draw stuff for them for Christmas?
Yeah, they can do that. But also, my Instagram's not private anymore. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, no problem, man.
It's at not Jose Merguia.
And same with your Twitter, right?
Same with Twitter, yeah.
And Jose runs the Rat King Instagram, and he's definitely going to start posting
Speaking
more.
Speaking of that, I was going to post, I got a video of me trying to ride that lino.
Yeah.
So I'll post that. Yeah, once I figure out how to work that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it, man.
Yeah, I just got a new phone. I don't know how to use it.
Oh, yeah. You're finally with, how's it feel to be with Apple again?
It's good.
Do you have, what is that, the 6S?
8.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Sure. Here, let's do this after the podcast.
No, here, look.
stop pushing it in my face. Okay, Justin, you got anything to plug?
Nope.
Jose's Instagram, right? People should go there, check out his art, and send him, like, give him $35.
Yeah, follow
him. He'll draw a photo of your girlfriend or
If
something.
You give Justin $15, he'll record a personal voicemail for you.
Yeah, and if
you don't want that. Yeah. You don't want that.
Do you want it? And if you give me $11, I will do a menacing voicemail so that the guy who keeps calling you won't call you
I'll
anymore.
Kill you.
Hey, you've reached Debbie and she can't come right now because I'm going to fucking kill you. You guys can use that if you want. I hurt my balls doing that.
Oh, no.
That's why I haven't laughed very much this episode, because everything hurts my little nutty poos.
Little jimmies.
Yes, my little jimmies.
We have a live stream on YouTube where it's all edited and Eddie, and I've just been watching that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Wait, did me saying Jimmy remind you of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is Jimmy?
The
guy who beat him up,
Sarah.
The bully.
He has the braces
that
go around his entire head.
Oh yeah, that kid. Anyway, okay, so that is it for us this week. You've been listening to episode 42. Is that right?
Yes.
Of the Rat King. That's this podcast. Remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review and we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. What? I think I mixed some stuff together.
No, you're good.
I blacked out for a minute. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcast. Send your questions, comments, corrections, and suggestions to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll read it on the podcast probably in the new year. So that is it for us this week. I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Merguia.
And I've been Justin Stokes.
Be cool.
Bye.
See ya.
It's so.
It's so. It's so.